Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Everyone else does it, so why not us? It's now time for the Wide Nine Omaha Four Downs Around the League Blitz.
Ready to go.
Gator, are you ready?
I think so.
All right, well, after I ask the first question, I'll go to Doug first, give you a little bit more time.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. All right, speaking of Doug, Tom Brady recently said that he could actually play until he's 50. 50! And he said really the only reason why he wouldn't play, though, wouldn't be because of the physical toll, because he could keep himself in still pretty good shape. It's the fact that he'd have to spend, you know, he wants to spend more time with his family, and this just takes time away from all that, of course. All right, call it now. How close does he actually get to 50? When does he actually hang it up?
So there's a couple things about this. One is his belief that it's not the physical toll. Well, until you get hurt and you can't recover because you're 45 years old, not 25 years old. But with that said, I decided, okay, research as much as I can. And I realized I'd be guessing. So why even take my guess? Let me go to a guy who knows him. I went and asked Jansen during a commercial break in the morning show. How much longer will Tom Brady play? And Jansen said...
Forever.
No.
Tom will play as long as he wants.
Why? Did he ask about me?
He'll finish this season and play two more.
Wow.
He'll make it to 46. Now, he loves Tampa, loves the staff, loves being down there. He's very happy to be there. That's kind of about the shelf life. I might be on the shelf life of when that team's competing for championships. And I think that will be hard for him because eventually he's going to lose some zip. And eventually, he won't be competing for a Super Bowl.
Part of me wants to say that he'll retire when Gronk hangs it up, but I don't think that's the case. I think he'll retire because I think Gronk could retire, you know, next week, and he'll be fine with it. But Brady wouldn't. Brady will go. I think step away from it when his receivers step away, and I don't mean Antonio Brown. I mean the Mike Evans and crew, those guys, and. That I'd have to look at their contracts to see when that is, when those come up, and if Tampa's going to move on from them because it's a lot of money that they've got invested there. But I think that fits a similar timeline. But he'll go out when those guys go out. I don't think he's going
to. That's a long time. They just signed Godwin to a deal, or I think they just he's young. All right, Mike Evans. You think he's going to last that long?
I think the timeline's going to work out here where it ends up being like 2 years. I think he'll play this year and next year. And then we'll see if those guys step down. But his having such a phenomenal year right now, he looks great. I mean, he looks great. And it's hard to believe that this guy has stayed this healthy for this long. Yeah, he missed a season one time. Okay, he's played 20-something seasons. I mean, it's one. And just the start he's off to, it's crazy watching.
What do you think?
I think he's done after this year.
Whoa!
Not because he can't do it anymore. I think they're not going to win the Super Bowl. I think he's going to finally be like, you know, that was enough. It was a hell of a run, obviously. And the wife finally steps up and says, listen, Tommy Brady.
Mm-hmm. Tommy.
You got to come home.
There's a decision to get you closer to or further
well,
from.
Well, he's disgusted. It's about he doesn't want to miss out on everything his kids are doing. And they are getting older, and that certainly plays a role.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Football questions.
All right, speaking of quarterbacks, guys, a lot of quarterbacks have gone down this year. You know, they've been dinged up throughout the season so far. The latest being Baker Mayfield. He's not going to play tonight, and they've said that he's going to need surgery after the season. He's going to power through this year, but he's going to miss tonight's game. Of all the quarterbacks currently hurt or have been dinged up, which team would be hurt the most and won't realize their full potential if their QB doesn't heal up and play the rest of this year?
Well, I'm thinking about this, and there are two that stand out that are out right now with Baker Mayfield and Russell Wilson, but I guess, do you include Lamar Jackson on that list because he's been dinged up or not?
I would say anyone that's missed time.
And I don't know if he's missed time. So
no, he hasn't. But Garoppolo's missed time. Obviously, he's supposed to come back this week. But yeah, so I would say dinged up to the point where they've missed some time.
So I'll stick with the aforementioned quarterbacks. And I feel like Seattle is screwed without Russell Wilson right now because he's going to miss the next few weeks. And that's just more time for Seattle to lose those games, which makes it too much to make up because of the other teams in the division that will just continue to win. And I mean, Cleveland, Baker's going to tough it out. He's not going to play tonight, but he is going to tough it out. And they can get things done because they got a great ground game, so he doesn't have to throw the ball all the time, even though it's his non-throwing shoulder. But I think it's Seattle. I think they get really hurt by not having Russell Wilson because the rest of their division is just going to put more space between them.
I'm going Dallas and Dak Prescott. He got off the plane after the New England game, after throwing the game-winning touchdown pass with a boot on his foot. We know how bad they were last year. They went 6-10 when he got hurt. This year, they're off to a 5-1 start. He's in the top five in the NFL in many of the major passing categories. So if Dak Prescott, if that resonates, I'm thinking that injury will hurt them more than most teams losing their quarterback.
Football!
All right, guys, give me a team who is currently under 500 to make the playoffs. Under 500, not 500.
Love this question. First thing I did was sit down and look at the candidates.
Yes.
Then I looked at the quarterbacks, the coaches, and maybe most importantly, the remaining strength of schedule. Like what division you're in and who you're going to be playing. And the team that I came up with that has the 19th toughest schedule and has a quarterback who's really hit his stride the last couple of weeks is the Indianapolis Colts. They're 2-4. Their schedule is relatively light. The other teams that were in this conversation might be a little bit easier, but it's about Wentz hitting his stride. He's 36 of 55 for 625 yards and 4 touchdowns, no picks, their last two games. So I'm going to play the Colts as the team that's under 500 right now that makes the playoffs.
It's a tough one. This is a great question. I'm torn between two. I like your Colts call, but I'm just going to throw something different out there. I'm going to go with the Fighting Belichicks. I think Mac Jones does a real nice job with that offense. He's learning more and more each time out there. He looks more and more comfortable each time out there. You know that they're going to have their defense is going to get better as the season goes on as well. They're 2-4 right now. They trail the Buffalo Bills, who lead the division at 4-2. And Buffalo kind of stands alone out there. But you start looking at the wild cards and you start to ask yourself, where are these wild cards going to come from? I mean, you got to fill out the wild card race. I wouldn't bet against Bill Belichick.
Their remaining strength of schedule is actually easier than the Colts, too, for what it's
worth.
Another
football question.
Yeah, it's tough when you take, you know, you can't pick a 3-3 team like the Chiefs. That'd be the easy ones. That's why I said under 500.
That's why we like the question.
All right, Tracy Walker came out yesterday and said he wants to intercept the pass from Matt Stafford and then have him sign it for him. If you're a QB, would you sign a football player for another player who intercepted you? Gator?
You know, it clearly depends on your relationship with that player. Like, if this is my best friend and we got traded away and then, you know, we can have a good time with ribbing. Yeah, hey, here's, I would. And I would sign something funny on the football. It wouldn't just be Matthew Stafford or Scott Anderson. It would be something personal to him, you know, and make a joke out of it. Because if you're really good friends, you can do that. If I'm sort of friends with a guy, hey, we were teammates, we got along. No, I'd tell him to get bent. That's
really?
Not happening. Yeah.
I would have to trust the person because here's what I would tell him. Sure, I'll sign it. And I would do something ironic or piffy or, you know, make a crack at him.
Mm-hmm.
You got lucky this time. I threw it to you intentionally because I like you. But I would make them, I'd have to know them well enough to make them promise me one thing, and that they wouldn't post it on social media. This is for your personal collection, but this will not be worth the headache if it gets out there on social media. Take it home, put it in your man cave, but we are no longer friends if you put this out there that I did this for you. Yeah, we'll do it in the tunnel after the game.
Do you worry about like other guys keep doing this? Hey, I intercepted this off you. Would you sign it for me? Like, hey, at some point,
I don't need it getting around. Like, I'm signing things that pay homage to my failures.
Yeah, no, it's one thing to exchange jerseys, but this is like it's the actual ball that he intercepted. I mean, it's really personal. So yeah, you'd have to be really good friends with the guy in order to do that.
Kind of reminds me a little bit when Claude Lemieux started signing pictures of him turtling up at card shows and memorabilia shows.
Somebody was desperate for money.
Well, it sounds, I mean, if you can make money off it, go ahead. Or somebody just doesn't care. And I think that's really what it came down to with Lemieux is that, he didn't care. He's like, this is my next career is I'm going out and signing autographs. And if it means I got to sign that picture, so be it.
I have a fever, and the only cure is more football questions.
All right, guys, your family's lives are on the line. You must stop Derrick Henry from scoring a touchdown at the goal line or block Myles Garrett from sacking your quarterback, or you die. Gator?
This one is easy for me, okay, because I don't think there's any way in hell that I could do either. I mean, certainly can't. Well, Derrick Henry's going to run around me, and it's not even close. Myles Garrett, if I just put myself in the line of the quarterback and Myles Garrett, he's going to truck me. There's no question about it.
But there's some resistance at
least. Right. At least I can. Okay. As soon as he touches me, I can grab a hold of him. I'll take the holding penalty all day long. He didn't sack my quarterback. I grabbed all. Now, he may be dragging me while he's getting to the quarterback, but at least I can get my arms around the guy because he has to literally go through me and not necessarily around me because I'm the straight line between he and the quarterback.
Since this is personal, I went with personal experience. When have I ever athletically gone up against somebody who played in the National Football League as a running back or a defensive end? And I had two examples, but the one that stood out was David Bowens. You remember David Bowens from Orchard Lake St. Mary's? Linebacker? Played a couple of years at Michigan, and transferred to Western Illinois and then played in the league. I played basketball against him once, and I was running up the right side of the floor, and he was guarding me. And somebody made a pass down the left side of the floor. And David Bowens, quicker than anything I'd ever seen, sprinted from one side of the floor to the other side of the floor, intercepted the pass that was nowhere near him. I couldn't believe how fast he moved. And I'm like, that's a linebacker who is way faster than any athlete on the court with a bunch of Joes, right? Now, fair. I expected him to be better. But I couldn't believe how fast he was. Myles Garrett would walk around me. My only hope is that Derrick Henry would trip over me. I would somehow get in his way, and he would trip over me. That would be my only hope. But pretty much, I'm a goner.
Doners. we're all done if this scenario ever pops up.
But, could never stop a rushing defensive end.
Oh, and it's personal. It's how big are you? What are you good at? What are you not good at? And
well, it's not about stop. It's what would you?
What's harder?
What's hard? I think trying to tackle a running back of that skill.
But for me.
Impossible.
I'm not a big guy. I'd have to go with Derrick Henry. My only shot is to trip him.
Trip.
I'm not stopping Myles Garrett. Are you kidding me?
Yep. Two strides to his left, and he's so far past you. I mean, look, it's a possibility with both of them, right? It's crazy. This is why it's a fun question, because it's crazy either way.
I just want to be a speed bump. That's my only hope, is be a human speed bump.
Yeah, well.
There it is. That concludes the Y9 Omaha 4 Down Around the League Blitz thingy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.